In the meantime, the Cambridge University Eco Car Team have just landed back in the UK, having competed in the World Solar Challenge. Now, this is a gruelling 3,000-kilometre race across the Australian outback. Greer Jackson went to see how they got on, but first, here's Graham Douglas speaking pre-race earlier this year when they unveiled their solar car to the world.
The race is the World Solar Challenge, so every 2 years, teams from all over the world go to Australia and do a race 3,000 kilometres from the north in Darwin to the south in Adelaide. There's about 40 teams that start at the beginning, usually between a quarter and a third finish at the end, and it takes about 4 days.
Entirely in solar power, so surely that gives you a number of obstacles to overcome from the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our solar array gives you less power than you get in a hairdryer, and we use it to propel our car with the driver in it at highway speeds. So there's a lot of challenges on the engineering side.
Powering an electric car on the same electrical output as a hairdryer? How on earth does this work? Back on the race course, I caught up with technical manager Simon Schofield.
One of the things that Cambridge University is very good at is being very innovative in the way that we design our cars. Most of the other teams have a very different design that looks more like what's called a tabletop design, which means it's a large flat set of panels that face the sky, and then there's a pod that the driver sits in the middle of the car. So our decision to go for something that's much more aerodynamic but has a smaller solar array is something that no other team has tried up to this point.
The solar panels, to me, aren't very big. I'm thinking about the solar panels you get next to a swimming pool. There's loads of them. You've got maybe 2 metres by half a metre worth of solar panel there. How are they so efficient?
So the solar cells are gallium arsenide cells. Gallium arsenide is a very good semiconductor to use for solar cells because it's a direct band gap semiconductor. That means that rather than needing phonons as well as photons in order to absorb light, you only need the photons, and that means that more of the photons that hit the solar cells will actually be converted into electrons, turned into energy, which allows you to power the battery.
And I notice you've got a covering. Does that not block some of the photons getting through?
So the canopy is about 95% transmissive, which does mean that we lose about 5%, but the benefit of having it there is that it actually keeps the aerodynamics of the car extremely good.
Okay, the moment has come, everyone. So here's our driver, Amy.
I was amazed to see that, despite the rain, Amy managed to take off around the track for a test spin. Although only at about 20 kilometres per hour. But come race day, the team had hoped Evolution would be racing at speeds of 110 kilometres per hour. 3 months after their little demo around the running track, the team set off for Australia, ready for race day. But it was a bit of a bumpy ride, as Graham Douglas told me on his return to the UK this week.
While we were testing, about 4 days before the race, we had a really big problem with our motor. Inside of it melted while the car was going about 95 kilometres an hour on the testing track. So the car swerved a bit, the driver managed to hold it together, but it was quite a scary moment, and it ended up that one of the teams had a motor from a few years ago that had the exact spare part that we needed to fix our motor. We put it together overnight in really an epic effort of so many of the team who came together and made it work.
It sounds like nail-biting stuff. How was the race? Because it took 6 days, didn't it? How was that?
There was ups and downs, definitely. Biggest problem we had was our battery coming close to overheating. So we use lithium-based batteries, which, as many people know, there have been some famous fires with lithium batteries. So we keep ours well within its operating limits of 55 degrees Celsius, and we got up to about 53.5. And when we got that high, our electrical guys, you know, notified the rest of the team, and we decided we had to stop and cool the battery down.
I mean, the battery's one thing, but what about the poor person driving it? That 53.5 degrees is boiling.
Yeah, we have some really tough drivers on our team, and all the solar car drivers do. Our cars are built for speed, and comfort comes into play, but it's a bit down the line.
Wow, scintillating stuff. That was the lowlights, but I know day six you had a triumph.
Yeah, day six was the last day of the race, and we were coming in the last it's about the last 250 kilometres into Adelaide to the finish line. We ended up travelling in at quite a bit faster speed than we were hoping to. We'd projected driving in at about 50 kilometres an hour, and the power we had in our battery from that extra charge in the morning, we were getting up to about 65.
And where did you come?
We came about 20th out of the Challenger class. We're only allowed to drive between about 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. But our end time was just over 53 hours.
And how did that compare with the winning team?
The winning team was a fair bit quicker. They finished in 37 hours and 56 minutes. So we've got our work cut out for us for next time.
Something Simon talked about previously was the tabletop design is what most other cars go for, and you went for something a bit different. So was there something fundamental about the other cars' designs?
Exactly like Simon said, the Cambridge sort of philosophy is we're building a smaller car that's focused on aerodynamics. Nuon, the team that won, takes sort of the classic design. They're a tabletop design, so they have a flat top with four wheels coming out the sides. They've just done a very good execution. They've got very good aerodynamics. They clearly do a lot of time in the wind tunnel and doing computer simulations of their design.
Either way, it's a spectacular achievement, and you must be so proud of you and all your team's efforts.
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, there's just a moment walking across the finish line with the team and the car. They have a moment for all the teams. The car stops just before the finish line. All the team comes up, and they all walk across the line together, which is really a powerful moment and very emotional for everyone, because you know how much work we've put into it and how much work that everyone on the team in the past has put into the project, and that builds every year and gets us where we are now.
Graham Douglas and Simon Schofield from the Cambridge University EcoCar Racing Team. They were chatting with Greg Jackson.